It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor last night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed think of a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? I asked him to make a joke before we started recording, and he's just been staring off into the middle distance since then, trying to think of a good bit.
Flaming Hot Cheetos, what are we talking about? Our president with no air conditioning? Oh! Got him.
We will be hosting the White House Correspondents Dinner next year, and you'll be hearing riffs like that.
This is a kind of important political commentary that will take down Trump.
It'll be 30 straight seconds of silence and then a joke about Cheetos, which I don't think anybody's ever made about the President Donald J. Trump yet.
That's the kind of observational humor I'm known for. But also important, incisive political commentary.
It's very funny. It's like the Daily Show? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's the Daily Show.
It's kind of like the Daily Show. But like the better Trevor Noah Daily Show.
It's like Trevor Noah is the best host of the Daily Show, and we're like even better than that, probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's that say about anything? A lot. It says a lot about us and about our best friend, Trevor Noah. I like him because he makes a lot of DJ Khaled jokes, probably. I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not watched that show since he took over. I also don't have cable. Hey, Michelle Wolf, she was on that show. She hosted the White House Correspondents Dinner, which is what we're doing next year. Making a lot of...
Oh, yeah, also her show is, like, not bad.
I have not watched it. Has it aired yet?
I mean, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
They do one every Sunday, so there's a few of them.
Oh, okay. Like the Joel McHale show, a show that I wish was better.
Yeah. No, the Michelle Wolf one's actually pretty good.
I'll take your word for it. I started watching The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt season 4, a couple episodes into that. Still funny. Still a funny show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I like that show. Anyway, Thomas, did you watch Survivor Borneo last night?
I did watch Survivor Borneo.
That's good. The first ever episode of Survivor was last week, and this one is called The Generation Gap. Can you tell that I didn't totally edit my notes?
Survivor Borneo, more like Survivor Borny would have won.
White House Correspondents Dinner 2019.
There it
Here
is.
We go. Shit. You know who was president when this aired?
Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton
Bill
was still
Clinton
president.
Was the president when this aired.
Man.
I didn't even realize that. Wow. It aired June 7th of the year 2000, which was 18 years and 2 days ago. Almost exactly. I didn't even realize that we're, like, so perfectly aligned.
Bill Blinton.
That's actually what... You know, you heard IHOP changed its name.
IHOP.
What it is now. International House of Bill Blinton.
Yep. I like that they're trying to make it seem like it's like, oh, what could it be?
It's breakfast, right?
Yeah, fucking obviously.
It's gotta be breakfast.
The minute I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what they're doing. Because they're gonna be like, we don't just make pancakes, but then, yeah. What is it? Burgers?
I mean, there's a breakfast restaurant here in Chicago called the Cozy Corner, but guess what? There's more spaces in those rooms than the corner. So, like, we get it.
Why are you lying to us, Cozy Corner?
How dare you? There's also walls and
why don't
space
they make
between
the,
those walls.
Why don't they make the entire restaurant out of the corner? It's like the black box, why don't make
it's
the
a really
whole
good
plate
question.
Out of the black box?
White House Correspondents Center 2019, that's where we're coming from. Going to? Whatever. I was 9 years old when this episode aired. How old were you? June 7th, 2000. How old were you then?
I was still 8 years old.
Well, you know, some of us are older, so that's good. This episode had 18 million viewers.
God damn.
The premiere had 15 million.
A lot more people watched network TV at that time.
Yeah.
And just like live television in general.
Right. I think that has a lot to do with it, because we didn't have, like, DVRs or the internet capabilities yet. I mean, this show still gets a good amount of viewers, even before, like, DVR or internet viewing.
I'm sure,
gets,
yeah.
Like, eight plus million viewers a week.
Well, this is only the second episode, too, so I don't think word... I'm sure this is not going to be the highest number they hit, because word of mouth hadn't gotten out yet. I'm sure the finale has a fucking ridiculous...
What? I saw it. I want you to guess right now.
I'm going to say 32 million.
Okay. So, in the beginning of the episode, Jeff gives a summary of the show and says that the winner will receive $1 million in cash. Which, I mean, no.
Yeah, that's not...
Is that exactly how it works?
Not going to give him a duffel bag full of money.
They just, like, give them that chest that's at Tribal Council. Like, this is yours now.
You can't have it yet. We're still laundering the money. That money's dirty.
Dirty money. Isn't that a P. Diddy thing?
Yeah.
Why did I call him P. Diddy?
It was a Puff Daddy thing, right?
It's a Puff Daddy thing. Love that guy. All right, we start off on the Toggy tribe. Stacey is hungry, and they discuss eating rats. Remember when that was a big thing? That was, like, what everybody talked about? I know that you probably don't remember because you don't form memories until you're 9 years old, which is how old I was.
I didn't have object permanence yet.
Kelly and Richard go fishing. Stacey believes that Rudy is the one who voted for her at the last tribal council. She's wrong.
It was Richard.
It was Richard. But in a future tribal council, you know. Just that, you know.
Yeah.
Not looking great for old Stacey over here. Over on Pagong tribe, Jenna appreciates BB's work ethic. BB makes chopsticks for everybody out of some wood. Look, I had my issues with BB. I think I would be very annoyed with him if I were on this tribe. But I was so charmed by those chopsticks.
That's the thing. If he would just fucking calm down for a second,
yeah.
he would have never been voted off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he made chopsticks, which is good. I think at one point when somebody was voting for him, they were like, "Oh, he said he's done what he came out here to do, so no harm, no foul."
Yeah, like he's ready to go. But yeah, like yeah. He just needed to like not be in like everyone's business all the time.
Yeah, I think he wasn't super invested in the game as everyone else was.
No.
Which, like, I mean, to be fair, you don't really know what you're getting into when this hasn't aired yet, but it's cool. I don't know. Ramona says if they lose immunity, that BB is the first one to go. Okay. Over on the Toggy tribe, Richard assumes that Rudy wouldn't like the fact that he's gay. Oh my god. This whole segment was crazy.
Yes.
Sean, I think it was Sean, said he...
Also, I think it's really funny that he's like... he was in the Navy, I don't know, man. Might not like that I was gay.
Yeah.
No, it's an understandable fear for, like, a weird Navy, like, 72-year-old, like,
yeah.
Super uptight Navy SEAL. But Rudy, surprisingly, like, not a bit awkward about it, but generally pretty nice.
I think Rudy and BB are different sides of different coins, you know?
Yeah.
Rudy is what BB, what we all wanted BB to actually be.
Yes.
At one point, Sean says he doesn't think that gay people like to be called homosexual.
That was amazing.
And Richard just looks at
Richard
him like...
Richard is like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm a homosexual. I love it.
You know that thing, how they want to be called gay because they don't like to be... Like, well, you're like gay, but you're not like a homosexual. He's like, what are you talking about?
No, those are synonyms, bro. At one point, Rudy says he came up to me and said, "You want to talk?" And that's when he was going to tell me he was queer. I also love that he used the term queer in 2000.
Yeah, well, like, yeah.
I don't think that was his intention.
Yeah,
but...
I was going to say that's not. That was more the original.
Yeah. That's good, though.
That was before they took it back.
Yeah. Then later on, Rudy says, "The homosexual is the nicest guy I've met." Rudy, I love you.
I love him also being like, you know, we get along really well, like, not in a gay way, but,
you gotta clarify.
Him just being like, pause.
You know, when you meet one gay person, you've already fucked them.
Yeah. No homo.
No homo. Oh, boy.
I think I'm like the only person on Earth that thinks that pause is funnier than no homo in terms of like dumb things, dumb homophobic things. It was a thing where like instead of in a situation where you would say like no homo basically, or like I guess it's like the opposite end of that where like someone says something that you're like, you know, it was just like, hey man, you look nice today. Just be like, whoa, pause.
Oh, just like stop. Okay.
Yeah, like because like honest. Why you looking?
What'd that mouth do? I will say, for this show being on CBS, it's surprisingly progressive. I don't know if progressive is the right word, but like when it comes to like this with Richard or with Zeke a couple seasons ago, it was like, oh no, they're on these people's side.
I kind of wonder if CBS had become what it is now at that point. I don't think it was the Old People Network in 1999.
NCIS had already started. Also, this aired in 2000.
Wasn't like JAG? I guess JAG was on.
JAG was on.
Had they CSI still on Gilligan's premiered Island? Yet?
Probably. Law and Order, was that on CBS?
No, that's that NBC.
Man, let's just run through a list of TV shows from 20 years ago.
Oh my god, honestly, I actually really want to know what their lineup was.
Wait, is this everyone's favorite segment?
Tom's IMDb Corner is back.
SpongeBob started in 98 or 99. I remember that show. That show's still on, I think. That's crazy. They should end that show. Is SpongeBob Kid Simpsons?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of, like, it's been bad a lot longer than it was good, but it was, but it was like, transcendent when it was good.
You know what? I was watching Monday Night Raw 25th Anniversary Special, or whatever, on the WWE Network, and I think Shane McMahon was like, this show's been around longer than any other show, like The Simpsons. I was like, I don't think that's true. Didn't The Simpsons start in, like, the 80s?
I don't think it actually started as its own show until, like, 91 or 92.
Okay, well, Raw started in 93, so Shane McMahon is wrong, and I'm gonna call him.
What an idiot.
What a dumb person, Shane McMahon.
Oh my god.
Why are you jumping off shit, idiot?
This is an interesting lineup. Okay, returning series for the 99-2000 CBS, lineup.
Okay, so this would have been the season before Survivor premiered.
No,
like right before, because this premiered in the summer.
Yeah, this is
of 2000.
Yeah, no, this is not before. I mean, these are the ones that were returning for it or whatever. But that was a new series in this technically, yeah, like it's listed under new series. Okay, so 48 hours, 60 minutes, 60 minutes to Becker was still on.
Yes, Richard Hatch had a cameo on Becker.
Oh my god.
Yes, Ted Danson. I was,
Please,
I was, like,
please splice in the Becker theme here. It's the worst. It is the worst theme for a television show ever.
I mean, how can anything that Ted Danson touches be bad? You know?
I mean, you think that.
No, I was doing some preliminary research about this season before we started covering it, and my cursor just happened to land on Ted Danson's name, and then, you know, when you, like, hyperlink on Wikipedia, and the picture will pop up, and it was just a picture of Ted Danson. I was like, oh, I was not expecting to see that man's face right now.
Okay, so Becker is returning. Candid Camera was still airing new content.
Yes, great show.
As was Chicago Hope.
The original Chicago Fire.
What the fuck is... I mean, I have to assume Cosby is a Bill Cosby show, but I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, I remember that show. It was like them trying to redo the Cosby show.
Yeah.
Like 10 years later.
So Cosby, Diagnosis Murder, Early Edition, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, JAG. So I was correct about that.
Oh, that one.
kids say the darndest things was so Cosby was really just working overtime for them. King of Queens was a returning series.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Martial Law, I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Nash Bridges was still airing.
Wow.
Didn't Carlton Cuse work on Nash Bridges, bringing this back to our other favorite thing, Lost?
I think he did, yeah. I think you're right. I think he either wrote or directed. I think he wrote on it.
Nash Bridges, more like Steve Nash, Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
Touched by an Angel.
Oh,
and,
I forgot about that show completely.
And the perfect thing to cap off the returning series, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes!
Walker says, I have AIDS.
I gotta tell you, when you said Nash Bridges, my brain thought Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
I confused the two shows.
Man, it'd be way funnier if Carlton Cuse worked on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Wait, what was Nash Bridges about then? A cop, probably?
Yeah, I think it was a cop thing. Nash Bridges is an American television police drama created by Carlton Cuse. The show starred Don Johnson and Cheech Marin as two inspectors with the San Francisco Police Department. Yeah, that might have actually been good. That's a fun pairing.
Yeah. Okay. We're not covering the Australian Outback this winter. We're gonna watch
all six seasons of Nash Bridges.
And a movie, remember that?
Yep. Okay, so the new series.
Yes, get into it.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Big Brother premiered. City of Angels, an American medical drama television series which ran for two seasons on CBS. It was network television's first medical drama with a predominantly African-American cast.
That's crazy.
Falcone, which is a crime drama. Family Law.
Is that a show about a family of lawyers?
That was a show about a divorced lawyer.
Bad premise.
Grapevine. It was a six episode series.
It was that 6 second show.
Yeah.
It was so progressive.
Judging Amy premiered. That aired for a little while.
I think my mom watched that show.
Ladies Man is an American television sitcom series starring Alfred Molina as husband, father, son, ex-husband, and son-in-law who lives with a number of women under one roof.
What?
Yeah, I don't know,
man. Tim Meadows is not involved.
No, yeah, this is not a Tim Meadows vehicle. Also, like, I hope they paid Alfred Molina a lot to do that. I guess he wasn't super established at that point.
Yeah, he hasn't been in Spider-Man 2 yet.
I was going to say, his biggest credit up to that point was getting killed at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark, so... Love and Money, an American sitcom. They literally don't even say what it's about in the blurb, so that's, you can tell that one was important.
Wasn't that a VH1 show? I Love Money, that was that one.
Now and Again, the story revolves around the United States government engineering the perfect human body for use in espionage, but not being able to yet perfect the brain.
I'm sorry, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah, then, this one I don't think is super important. Survivor, I don't really know what that is.
I'm familiar, yeah. Let's talk about Nash Bridges some more.
Yeah. Winning Lines, which is one of the many failed game shows that they tried to trot out after Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was a big deal.
Is that on CBS?
Yeah.
Classic.
And Work With Me, an American sitcom television series starring Kevin Pollak, so it was probably fucking dreadful.
Yeah, I've never heard of that show, but I already know what the poster looks like.
No, they canceled The Nanny that year.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Fran Drescher's cool.
Yeah. Can you do a Fran Drescher impression?
Hey!
It's pretty good.
That's my Fran Drescher.
Can you do Jeff Probst doing Fran Drescher?
Ah!
Okay. Was that all the shows?
That's all of them.
You know, they talk about the golden age of TV, and you're like, TV's always been good, and then you read that list, and you're like, oh no, it hasn't been.
They canceled a show called The Brian Benben Show. I have no fucking idea what that was.
We gotta look that up. Okay, let's talk about Survivor, the show we all came here to talk about. Wait, Thomas, what website were you reading those off of?
Wikipedia, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't think we have a Wikipedia sounder. Okay. Ramona isn't feeling very well. This is on the Pagong tribe now. Also, I learned this episode, Jervis is a YMCA basketball coach. How good is that?
Pretty cool.
I like it a lot. BB continues to work hard, but knows that other people find him abrasive. He says he's not trying to win a popularity contest, which, like, that's the whole thing.
Is he here to make friends?
He didn't say he was, so I have to assume he's not. The tribe believes that Colleen and Greg are a thing. They all play the Survivor version of the newlywed game around the fire. I liked this because it's nice to see people having fun.
Yeah, people seem to be having a good time.
I like seeing people have a good time together. The next morning, Gretchen and BB discuss what they should do with the shelter because they're afraid it'll get washed away, and they end up grabbing a log and placing it in front of the shelter. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but water can go around a log.
Yeah, and also, if it can pick up your shelter, it can probably pick up that log.
Yeah, exactly. Joel is annoyed with BB and vice versa. Great stuff. Over on Tagi, Sean says that he's definitely going to catch some fish today. Perhaps some salmon, or, this is some foreshadowing, some sea bass.
There's no way that they have salmon there.
Is that, he did say salmon, right?
Yeah, I don't think salmon is in the ocean. I think they're like a river fish.
No. You can, like, Alaskan salmon, that's from the ocean.
I mean,
I don't know a lot about fish, but I'm pretty sure salmon's in the ocean. That's why it's so salty.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So I'm looking this up. Oh, there is Atlantic salmon.
Yeah. I used to work at Whole Foods.
Many species. About salmon is the common name for several species. Salmon are native to tributaries of the North Atlantic.
Oh.
And Pacific Ocean. But tributaries, which are rivers.
Yeah, I know what a fucking tributary is. You don't want to brag.
Many species of salmon have been introduced into non-native environments such as the Great Lakes of North America and Patagonia in South America. Salmon are intensively farmed in many parts of the world.
Cool.
Typically, salmon are anadromous, whatever the fuck that, however that word is pronounced. What that means is they hatch in fresh water, migrate to the ocean, then return to fresh water to reproduce. Okay.
Why?
So we're both right.
Is that like the salmon Rumspringa?
Yeah.
I used to serve salmon to rich people at Whole Foods, so I know a thing or two about salmon. Also at Whole Foods, I once served a slice of pizza to Tim Meadows, and the whole time I was thinking, is that Tim Meadows? And then he left, and I was like, that was Tim Meadows. I loved you on Becker. Sean builds a fishing rod, but doesn't catch anything because, as he believes, the area's been overfished. I don't think that's the case,
Johnny.
Fucking
hilarious. With his dumb fishing pole that would never catch anything.
I mean, it looked pretty good for, like, meager supplies or whatever. Like,
his fucking Gilligan's Island fishing pole that he made.
I fucking love Gilligan's Island. Did you know that Gilligan's Island, or that Survivor was CBS's answer to Gilligan's Island? It just took 30 years to create. Gilligan's Island aired on CBS.
They finally did it. They finally followed it up.
I love any show that takes place on an island. Survivor.
Did you know that Survivor was CBS's response to Lost?
I did know that, yeah. Survivor, Lost, Gilligan's Island are three of my favorite shows, and they're all in different categories, so.
Did you know that Gilligan's Island was CBS's response to Lost?
Did you know that Heroes was NBC's answer to Gilligan's Island? Did you know Kyle XY was CBS's answer to Gilligan's Island? Or ABC's
I was just... I was just talking about Kyle XY and the amazing way that it ended.
I mean, you say that as if you're not constantly talking about Kyle XY, which is what I'm doing.
It has certainly left a mark on me, but I really can't think of another show that ended in the most perfectly terrible way.
I'm your brother.
Yeah, literally the last words of that show that ever aired were a cliffhanger of the supposed villain of the season going, "I'm your brother," and then that's just the end
it's
of
good.
The show.
It's really good. Like, who? What does that mean? Can't wait for season 4 coming at you 2019. Okay,
I mean we're in the process of bringing every single canceled show back anyway, so it'll get its turn.
Here's what I'm thinking: we're gonna get super popular after our White House Correspondents' Dinner. We'll get a show on Netflix like Michelle Wolf did.
Well, the thing with Netflix is they don't, like, it's not like they share their ratings with anyone, so it's like the shows don't need to be successful.
Yeah,
like every venture capitalist thing, they don't need to make money.
I think that we, after we get very famous off of White Horse Correspondents Center,
they might as well give us a fucking show. We have every reason. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're going to do, no one's going to know whether we're more popular than anything else, so who cares?
Exactly. There's no way to track it. I think we got to reboot Kyle XY, or continue Kyle XY. They call them continuations, not reboots.
People need to know.
We need to know who Kyle XY's brother is. Like, how does he have a brother? He's got a brother, but no belly button. How's that work?
Yeah, does that guy have a belly button? That's what I want to know.
I don't think we ever saw him with his shirt off.
That was did Jesse XX have
a belly button?
Did she have a belly button?
She did not, because I remember there being a scene where they touched each other's bellies.
Jesus.
And they're like, we're the same. And then it was like, are we siblings or lovers?
I thought it was cool when they did Jesse XX, but I thought it was a little much when they added Charlie XCX to the show.
Well, I like the spinoff that Jesse XX had called The XX. It's a good band that she made.
Jesse the XX.
It's like, you know Josie and the Pussycat Dolls? They're like from Archie, but they're also their own thing.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Josie and the Pussycat Dolls. Josie and the Pussycat Dolls. Am I realizing now what I said? Josie and the Pussycats. Look. Shut the fuck up.
I'm looking forward to when they debut on the new season of Riverdale. You wish your Jughead was hot like me?
Riverdale's a bad show.
It is a bad show.
Okay, but to be honest, I will watch the hell out of it if they get Nicole Scherzinger in like a cameo role as a teacher or something.
Isn't one of the Pussycat Dolls, like, one of the not important ones, because Nicole Scherzinger was literally the only one that mattered, but, like, isn't one of them, like, a MAGA person now?
Yeah, I think it's her.
I don't think it's her. I think she's got better things to do. I don't think she needs to do that.
No, I think you're right. I think the one?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't really know anything about them except for that one song. And
do you remember? I don't even remember what song they were using. But do you remember Do you remember when they had the song that ABC was using for the NBA playoffs? And so for all the bumpers,
Ron Baldock.
They just had them wearing like a bunch of different jerseys.
That's cool. I like when girls wear basketball jerseys.
It's a good look.
It's a good look. Thomas, we got so distracted before.
Oh my god, you know what would be an amazing look for men and women?
Okay.
Basketball jersey romper. Or romp him.
That's already a thing, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
It's such a good idea that somebody had to have thought of it.
Look, if nobody has, we're copywriting this
right
now.
I'm gonna be a literal millionaire.
Do you want to make, I mean, we have so many listeners and they all want merch, they're emailing about it all the time. Do you want to make a Did You Watch Survivor Last Night romper?
And romp him.
Yeah, and it's just our face.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, the WWE Championship belt, you can, like, put different placards in when we cover a different show.
Yeah, there's side plates.
It's a good idea. You know, I've been meaning to pitch this show to Max Fun. I've just not gotten around to it because I'm lazy. But once we're on that network, that'll be our first merchandise.
That's how you know that we've hit the big time.
Okay, Thomas, let's talk. There were three major moments in Survivor history in this episode, and we've only covered one of them. And I might be exaggerating, but this was crazy. Back on the Pagong Beach, BB cleans his shirt in a pot with clean drinking water.
Yep. He uses canteen water to do it, and everyone is very mad at him, and he is not at all engaging with what they're saying to him.
The tribe confronts him, and he says, "I've been working my ass off, and you've all been just sitting around."
Which is also not true.
Yeah. Also, that's not how it works. That doesn't give you the right to use a thing for the wrong reason. And then he is like, "I'm not going to vote for things that don't matter." Like, okay, Bernie bro. He also says, and I thought of you specifically when he said this, he says, "This is not a democracy."
Hell yeah.
Your favorite phrase.
That's his dad.
Hey, the ages match up. Okay. They get tree mail and figure out that they'll be eating bugs for the immunity challenge. BB asks if they really want to win it.
It is unacceptable in this country. I'm sorry, just going back on what you said, that 1% of people on the island control all of its drinking water. Some of us want to wash our t-shirts in the drinking water. It's something that we must fix in this country.
Okay, so BB clearly wants to leave, but everybody else wants to win the challenge. And boy, oh boy, what a challenge it was. They all meet up at a table in the forest. I also love how all these challenges are, not all the challenges, but this challenge specifically. And I like how everything is, like, within the woods. You know?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a fun look.
It makes it feel remote.
Yes, I like that. I feel like they've gotten away from that in the last 30 years, but I think it's good. So they all sit face-to-face, and one by one, each person has to eat a larva. Jervis freaks out, but finally gets it down. Everybody on each tribe completes the task, so they go to a tiebreaker, where each tribe picks the other tribe's representative to eat two larvae. Pagong picks Stacy and Tagi picks Jervis, and then Stacy wins for Tagi. And then Jeff tells Pagong to bring some sticks on their hike to Tribal Council because there's a lot of snakes. I fucking love this show. It's great. Back over on the Pagong tribe, Ramona says that she has no control over whether she stays or goes. Man, people did not fight back in the day.
She just knows that if she goes, there will be trouble.
Yeah, but if she stays, there will be trouble.
If she stays, there will be trouble, and if she goes, it will be double.
Either way, it's bad. Jenna likes BB because he's always working. BB knows he's probably going, and says that he is going to bring his chopsticks and maybe he can sell them on the side. Why didn't we get more of this BB? I love this BB.
Yeah, that's the thing, is by the time you get to the end of it, it did seem like they all managed to get along.
Yeah, at one point at Tribal Council, Jenna is like, yeah, we're like a family now. It's like, that's nice. Hey, we didn't come here to make friends, but we did make family. Olive Garden, eating right.
It's just an Olive Garden, like, bumpers where it's like, when you're here, you're family, and it's just them eating the larva.
Okay, before we get into this Tribal Council, though, let's talk about these wildlife shows. There were a minimum of 3 different snakes. And Jeff said there were a lot of snakes, so he wasn't lying. We also saw
a lot of rats, too.
A lot of rats. But, like, are those considered wildlife shots, or are those considered soon-to-be food shots?
Just a lot of snakes and rats.
Interesting notice. Observation. Does your brain ever give your mouth the wrong word?
You've really done outside yourself on this one.
Oh,
this
buddy, don't make fun of me.
This is a regular Josie and the Pussycat Dolls.
No. Okay, we also saw an alligator type thing called a false gharial. I've never heard that word before. It's also known as the Malayan gharial, Sunda gharial, and Tomistoma. That should be your new Twitter handle, Thomas.
False gharial, more like false president. But seriously, folks, we need to get him out of the office.
It is listed as vulnerable on the endangered species list, which is the best of the threatened options, you know? The least concerning, I should say. Not the best. It's still not good. The false gharial snout broadens considerably towards the base and so is considerably more similar to those of true crocodiles than the gharial, whose osteology indicates a distinct lineage from all other living crocodilians. Okay. See, usually I read the Wikipedia article for a given animal and then I transcribe that in the notes. But I didn't feel like doing that, and I was like, I'll do it tomorrow morning. And then I wasn't awake in the morning, so I'm just reading the Wikipedia article.
This makes just fascinating radio here.
You love hearing us read, right?
If you want to hear us read from Wikipedia, this is the episode and show for you.
This is my dad wrote a porno, but some stranger wrote about a crocodile. It's Wikipedia's tagline. Okay. Ooh, I'm losing speed.
Maybe you just need to punt on this one, okay? I think we get the idea. You're gonna be talking about this for 15 minutes.
So that's the false gharial. Good stuff. Love that animal. Probably one of my favorites of all animals. I want him to do a domestic season.
Jake, what are your top 10 animals?
Bison, turtles. Turtles and tortoises are the same in this list.
I will allow that.
Pig and a crocodile. Best friends.
Sure.
I mean, I guess the gharial is the false gharial. Why is it called a false gharial? What does that mean?
Is there a true gharial?
Apparently. How many am I at? Five? And then, like, fucking... Oh, you know my last five favorite animals are?
What?
Fucking pussycat dolls, baby.
Can't believe you don't have elephants on your list, you fucking piece of shit.
I love elephants. Remember that elephant that picked up some trash and put it in the trash can?
Yeah, elephants are good.
That's so good. Elephants are wonderful. Okay, let's talk about this tribal council, because they did something that I don't think they do anymore. They all bang a gong
and get it on.
And they all get it on in tribal council. And then Jeff is like, yes, this is why I came here.
Somebody should make a supercut of them doing that to get it on bang a gong.
Yes. By T-Rex. That's one of my favorite animals. Except it's dead now. Oh my god.
Jurassic World 2 in theaters now.
No, okay, so you watched, I assume you watched Game 4?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the commercial for Jurassic World 2? There's a point when a T-Rex gets in a zoo and roars at a lion, and the lion roars back, and I was like, not interested in the movie, and then I saw that, and I was like, I need to see this movie immediately. That sounds amazing.
It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be really bad. Jeff tells them that what happens at Tribal Council is
Tribal Council.
Say that again?
Stays at Tribal Council.
Yeah. there's one unlit torch, which represents Sonya. Jervis says that he feels like he let his tribe down at the challenge. Jenna says that they've all bonded as a tribe when you hear your family.
Yeah, the unlit torch represents Sonya, who is dead now.
She died. The show's called Survivor for a reason.
Yeah, the torch represents your life.
And now she's dead. There's a reason she hasn't been back on the show. Jeff tells them that after the votes are read, the person voted out must leave immediately. They can have no goodbyes. So then they go and vote. Ramona gets two votes, and then BB gets the rest of the votes. And then, as he leaves, Jeff says to BB, goodbye. 2 minutes after saying there will be no goodbyes.
How dare you, Jeff? Which is it?
He's like, no one can say goodbye. I'm the only one who's allowed to say goodbye.
Jeff Probst says there's no goodbyes.
Update on BB. He died in 2013.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. A surprising number of people on the show have not died. Like, only a handful of people have died, and, like, over 500 people have played this game. So
is Rudy dead?
I mean, he was 72 when this aired, so I would guess.
You would think he'd be dead.
He'd be
90 if he wasn't dead.
You're right. I was thinking 100, because I'm bad at math. I guess he could still be around. I feel like I would have heard about it if he had died. That's good. Okay, let's talk about the challenge. Thomas, remember last week that I ended up a cliffhanger, who's who we going to vote for? He voted for Salida and Jose to go up against Louise and Casper. Louise and Casper beat them in an elimination.
Hell yeah. The
challenge. Casper and Louise won again, and they got to eliminate two teams without even having to go into elimination. So they eliminated Brooke and Shane, and then also Lil Mama and Tori. That's fine.
I can't believe that they would eliminate Brooke Hogan. I'm so sad.
She's just too strong. They were really threatened by her. The most dominant team in the game so far was really intimidated by Brooke Hogan. They're like, she's going to call her dad.
She's going to drop the leg on us. She's going to call me the N-word.
Also this week, in the world of the challenge, they announced the cast of The Final Reckoning, which will air next month, I think. Anyway, you want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. There's a guy named Paulie from Big Brother. Kyle. John. Brad, Jose, making the jump to the real challenge. Derek, Shane, Joss, Chuck from Are You the One 3. We didn't watch that season, did we?
We did not.
Which one did we watch? 5. We watched 5 on the show. when they lost.
It was pretty good.
Okay. Zach, CT, Nelson, and Devin. Wait. Does that mean Leroy's not on? What the fuck, MTV?
How do you not have Leroy?
I didn't even realize when I was typing this up.
I don't know. Maybe he was busy. I don't know.
Yeah, he probably was. He's trying to barber, you know. Angela from Bad Girls Club, and then also X on the Beach. Jemmy, Kayla, Jenna. Jenna's back. Tori is also back. Sylvia, Amanda, Kaylee, Natalie, Veronica, Melissa, Marie, Devon from Big Brother, Tara Maria, Faith from Vanderpump Rules and X on the Beach, Brittany, and Killa Cam.
Yay, Cam's back.
And they'll be in teams of 2? So this is basically just another Rivals season, apparently.
Sure.
I don't know. Who knows what the fuck this show is anymore. Okay, so that's the challenge chunk. Great show, it premieres, whatever. Use the hashtag Figtails on X3.
Figtails.
Now that, what's it called? Final Reckoning has been announced officially. That means we can look forward to whatever the next season is, which will hopefully be X3. Where we can get Figtails on there.
At some point, we should do... maybe we could even do it now, since we've been doing the Figtail... We've been raising this Figtails awareness for a while. You know, John Morrison is going to be on Survivor. Yes. You know who his most famous tag team partner was?
Les Mis.
That is correct. Of Mis and Morrison fame.
Yeah.
So maybe we should maybe we should get the Mis on Survivor.
You want to start a new hashtag, Miz on Survivor?
Yes.
I'm for it. I was telling you before we started recording, I was listening to a podcast with our good friend, The Miz. You already know, but I love him. But they asked him, they were like, oh, your old tag partner, John Morrison, is going to be on this next season of the challenge. What's it called? Survivor. did he contact you about being on reality TV at all? And he was like, no, we didn't talk about it at all. And he was like, really? And you didn't, like, talk about it and, like, just sign an NDA or something? And the Miz is like, well, if I did, I wouldn't be going on a podcast to talk about it. He's so good. I love The Miz. Okay, The Miz on Survivor. Figgy has stopped responding to those tweets. So, I think we could get The Miz on Survivor. Easy. Oh, man. And then we could do, like, a Blood versus Water season in the future. But instead of Blood versus Water, it's Friends. They could be friends.
Him and John Morrison could be on there.
That would be so good. Make it happen, Jeff. Okay, you can follow us
him
on
and
Twitter.
Damian Mizdow would be on there.
Oh, my God.
That would rule.
Okay. I want a whole season of just The Miz friends. The Miz, Damian Mizdow, John Morrison,
The Miz
Curtis
and
Axel, Bo
Miz,
Dallas.
I was going to say, The Miz and every former Miz tag team partner, which would be like 20 people.
Oh my God. Have you been watching anything with the B team?
Yeah, it's good.
I love them so much. There was like a post-match interview on WWE's YouTube. Oh, this is Wrestling Corner now. And at the end of the interview, they're like all hyped up, and Bo Dallas just points at the camera and yells, "We've got t-shirts now, so buy them." I was like, that's honestly a really good pitch. Bo Dallas is great. I'm so glad that he's in this role now. Where were we? Oh, DYWSLN is not only our show's initials, but also the Twitter handle. My Twitter handle is Jake Shadell, which is my full name.
Mine is at TomNotTom.
Review us on Apple Podcasts. I haven't checked that in a while. I hope people have reviewed us. And as always, have a great summer.
Deuces. In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines spun from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injected iron, stepping out over the line. Baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. I wanna get out while I'm still young. Those tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Well, Wendy, let me in. I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims. Strap your hands across my engine. And together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop. And baby, we'll never go back. Walk with me out on the wire. Girl, I'm just a scared and lonely rider. And I gotta know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real. Beyond the palace, Emmy power drones scream down the boulevard. A girl's comb her hair in rear view mirrors. The boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold star. Kids are huddled on the
beach in the mist. Well, I want to die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight, in an everlasting kiss.
All right, you good to go?
Yeah, man, I'm recording.
All right. Let me just wait approximately 15 seconds. So, easier edit point.
Here's a pretty good riff, since you mentioned story of Adidon or Adidon or whatever. Adidon Syed.
Wow. Well, what I like about that is it makes a lot of sense.
It also requires me to pronounce something just so.
Yeah. It's like just slightly mispronouncing a thing that's already in popular culture. And that's, honestly, that's the best kind of joke.
Yep.
Is just mispronouncing a thing.
Yep. Saying words that sound like other words.
It's hilarious. Because, and it, I also like it because it fits, because Survivor is a serialized show. And it's very big in pop culture, as was cereal.
Yeah, breakfast cereal.
The Breakfast Club, though?
S Club 7.
Oh, yeah. What was that show? It was like a Christian talk show that aired on, like, Saturday mornings or something. That had a name very similar to S-Club 7.
The 700 Club.
The 700 Club,
it's the
yes.
The Pat Robertson thing.
That's the one. I always confuse the two things. I'm so glad that you could remember.
That's what I'm here for.
Thanks, buddy. Now we have... I'll wait another 30 seconds. Make another good joke to cover up this 25 seconds, because it's easier to cut out the first 3 minutes than the first 2 hours and 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Oh my god. I'm doing very well today. You got this. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
God damn! Can't this just let the false gargoyle live?